Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Coming up later, we'll hear from Tanya Trovatello, who will explain all about St Albans' new refill pantry. But first, it's nearly July, plastic-free July. I spoke to Emma Tyers of Plastic Free St Albans to find out why this is a thing and how we can surf the plastic-free wave. Emma, thank you for joining me. So the plastic-free movement seems to be on a real roll in here in St Albans, doesn't it? Why do you think it is?
It does, doesn't it? It's absolutely fantastic. So we've had lots of businesses make changes and lots of individuals as well. And I think what people have realised is actually, you can make quite a big difference with a small change.
Yeah.
I also think we've got Mr Attenborough to thank for some of it as
well. Well, we have, but there have been, issues have been brought to our attention before and we haven't quite embraced things in the same way, have we?
Yeah, it certainly seems like we've got some momentum here.
Yes, which has to be good. So let's just be clear. We're not talking about avoiding plastics completely, are we?
No, we're not. So we're talking about single-use plastic. So this is plastic that you use once and then you dispose of. So things like single-use plastic water bottles, straws...
Yeah, the whole
food packaging. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Right. Okay. So we're not talking about your Tupperware container. We're talking about the plastic punnet that the strawberries come in or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay. So why do we need a month to think about our use of plastics? Why does that make a difference, do you think?
So I think it's a really good idea to have an event like this to focus everyone's minds on the issue at the same time and to build more of that momentum. Plastic Free July actually started out as quite a small campaign in Australia a few years ago, and it's what prompted me to start Refuse the Straw. And last year, and it's great to have it come round again and to be able to capture some of the momentum in St Albans this year and give it more of a push.
Yeah, and of course, if we're all making a little bit of an effort at the same time, all adds up, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
it
that's does. Great. So what will Plastic Free St Albans be doing throughout July?
So we're doing a couple of things. We're going to be out there on social media with hints and tips on things that you can do. And we've got a series of blog items that we'll be publishing as well, focusing on different areas of your life. The first item will be about gardening, for instance. So you can, take it a little at a time, because I think that's key with making these changes, to focus on one thing at a time. Trying to do it all at once, it's overwhelming.
Right, OK, so the idea isn't 1st of July, that's it.
No.
We want to be making progressive changes
throughout
a whole month. That sounds like good advice there. So joining in, presumably... Following on social media is a good start, isn't it?
Yes. So we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram as well, because we are cool now.
Oh, yes, indeed. We will get cool on Environment Matters before long, I promise. Oh, and I've said it now, haven't I?
You have. You're going to have to set up that account now, Amanda.
Absolutely. So you're there being cool on Instagram, which is good. So following on that, so you can see all the hints and tips.
Yep.
Now, how about businesses? Obviously, they have a big part to play in the whole plastic-free thing. Can they join in?
Yes, absolutely. And we'd love them to, because the more changes that businesses make, the easier it is for us to change our ways.
Yeah.
And we've seen lots and lots of businesses in St Albans getting on board and dropping me and, the team emails about changes that they've been making, which is fantastic. So we'd love to see more of that and publicise those changes throughout July.
So that's not you going and nagging them. That's them getting in touch and just saying, hey, look, we are doing this even though you didn't ask.
It's fantastic. It's a thing now. And people are reaching out to us and saying, look, we've made these changes, which is just fantastic news.
That's really good. So you've got the feeling that kind of you started the snowball rolling down the hill and it's catching momentum now.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, you had some good news, actually, about things like, was it the Meraki Festival got in touch with you?
Yes. So Meraki are making some great changes this year and continuing to focus on more changes that they can make next year. So they've got biodegradable glitter. They've got... no single-use plastic cups. They've asked their food providers, all of the little concessions and stalls, to be plastic-free, which is great, because a big festival like that can have quite a big environmental impact.
Brilliant. And of course, if they can do it, then there's so many more events around St Albans that could follow suit as well.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, we hope that it goes really well. We'll all be following and trying to cut our plastic use over Plastic Free July. Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And I was talking there to Emma Tyres of Plastic Free St Albans. Now, I'll pop some information about Plastic Free July on the Radio Verulam website, www.radioverulam.com. And Plastic Free St Albans will be having a stall at the Larks in the Parks on Victoria Playing Fields this weekend on Sunday afternoon. So do go and say hi and take a look at some of the great plastic-free alternatives that they've got examples of there. Now, if you're keen to join in with Plastic Free July, then you'll want to know about the Refill Pantry, which is a new shop in St Albans which opened last week near the top of London Road. Tanya Trovatello made time in a busy first week to tell me all about it. So, Tanya, thanks ever so much for coming in. Must be a really busy time for you, newly opened. How's the Refill Pantry going down?
It's going very well, thank you. We've had such a positive response, many excited people coming in, and they followed us on Facebook and Instagram and our progress before opening. Lots of very interested, excited people, and we're very happy.
I was going to say, you must be really, really pleased actually about all this time of planning that actually it's going really well. So when did you and Selena decide that St Albans needed a refill shop? I mean, was this before Blue Planet, or did you get your inspiration around there?
It was during, I suppose, or after Blue Planet. Selena read a newspaper article about a shop similar to ours and felt this could be something that would actually solve some of our problems and our frustrations. She asked me if I wanted to be part of it, and it took a couple of months for me to decide, but since then we've been full steam ahead.
Yeah, fantastic.
To open the shop.
so was your motivation, it was reducing plastic, was that the sort of the main idea behind it?
It was really, I think. We both felt that it was really hard to shop anywhere locally without plastic. Food deliveries, everything comes wrapped in plastic, and we felt like we really wanted to find a place where we could actually shop without that.
Yeah. So it was the shop that you were looking for, really. So just explain to us how the Refill Pantry works.
Right. Well, you bring your own containers if you can. It doesn't matter if you don't, because we do have paper bags and jars that you can buy. But you come into the shop, you'll see a whole array of dried foods where you can come in. You weigh your container on our special scales. You print out a ticket with a barcode, which is the weight of the container. You then go and fill whatever it is you want into your container, like rice, pulses, beans, that kind of thing. And you go back to the scales, you weigh it with the contents, you scan the weight of the container, that takes off from the total so that you're not paying for the weight of the container, and you print out another ticket with the contents.
Okay, so actually you know your scales and your use of technology mean that it's hopefully quite an easy thing to do.
It's very simple, and it's actually quite good fun actually.
So you're trying to cut down on plastic. What would you, if I brought my plastic bag along, would that be all right?
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely. Plastic has its place. If you already have plastic bags, boxes, whatever, Tupperware, that kind of thing, it's absolutely perfect for transporting goods and for weighing and
okay. That's good to know. And you mentioned some of the things that you've got there, some of the sort of staples, you know, as you say, beans, pasta, that sort of thing. The sort of range of food that you've got?
Yeah, just a brief range of what we have. We have some loose teas, we have mainly organic foods, lentils, beans, rice, pulses. We have some cereals, porridge and muesli and bran flakes. We also have a snack area, which is a fun place.
Snack area, yeah, that sounds good.
We've got Bombay mix and some salty, that sort of things, wasabi peas. Lots of lovely nuts, dried fruit, and some chocolates as well, which are popular.
Oh, and chocolates as well. Yeah. So this isn't just a sort of a worthy place. This is a yummy place.
Oh, it's
too.
Healthy chocolate.
Healthy chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Is it healthy and yummy chocolate, though?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So what's been popular in your food range so far?
particularly the mango strips. Everyone's loving the mango strips. Ooh. And actually the chocolate buttons.
Yeah, I can see why.
Yeah, bamboo toothbrushes. They've been.
You'd need those if you're living off mango strips.
Oh, that is true. Good point, actually. Yeah. Oh, and the stainless steel straws.
Okay. So you've not just got food then, you've got other... What's the sort of theme of the other things that you've got?
Oh, yeah, we have household goods. We have coffee cups that you can use again. We have water bottles made out of stainless steel. And then we have sort of all the refillable household products like washing up liquid, laundry liquid, hand wash, shower wash,
wow,
shampoos and conditioners.
So a really quite a wide range of stuff and yep, all just, you know, without the packaging, you just come along.
Absolutely.
And
bring your own bottle for those.
That's such
liquids.
A good idea, isn't it? I always feel guilty, you know, with the hand wash things, all the pumps and,
yeah,
you know, it just seems so excessive.
Oh, you don't need
it
to feel guilty. Just bring your old bottle down and fill it up.
That's wonderful. Now, so tell me, do you have to buy a certain amount of something?
Oh, no, just as much or as little as you need.
You see, that's really good as well, isn't it? I can see that would be the amount of times when you buy, you want to try something, you buy the packet and you don't like it, or it's just too much.
Yeah, absolutely. You could just try it, and if you like it, come back for some more. Yeah. If you just want to buy something for one recipe to try out, that's all you need. Absolutely. Just as little or as much as you like.
And the same price. And that's the nice thing, isn't it? It's not sort of buy a massive packet, get it cheaper.
No.
You know, if you're somebody who's buying for one.
Yeah, that's a good point. And actually, in terms of prices, we're trying to be as competitively priced as we can. We are checking local supermarkets and... we supply a lot of organic foods, which you may not get that range in a supermarket.
Okay, so a good range of good wholesome stuff at hopefully a reasonable price as well.
Yeah, please do check our prices because that's something
really good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, another serious matter. You know, you've mentioned things like Bombay mix. It's got nuts in. Is cross-contamination an issue?
It is an issue, and it's something that we have thought strongly about or deeply. We have these dispensers, they are all sealed, but we would worry that when it's being dispensed, there may be some sort of some powder or something from the nuts. So I would advise that those that have a serious nut allergy would make a decision as to whether to come into the shop or not, which is really unfortunate. But they are in sealed containers, but it's a difficult
one.
So
you try and keep them separate, but you... can't guarantee
something
to be aware of them.
Definitely.
So people listening out there thinking, oh, can't wait to get down to the refill pantry, what are your opening hours?
Right, well, we're opening on Tuesday mornings from 9:30 till 5:30, and then till Saturday 9:30. We close at 5 on a Saturday, and then we're closed on Sundays and Mondays. We think we're going to be open on Sundays for the farmers market Sundays, which I think is the second Sunday of the month.
Yes, I think it is. That's right, indeed. Yeah.
Might not want to check that, but that's what we're doing.
And you're still early days, so these might change. So if we want to just sort of check out the opening hours, but you know, sort of perhaps check out exactly what you're up to, whatever website or anything like that.
Yes, we've got our website www.therefillpantry.co.uk. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram as well.
Wonderful. So obviously look at there, but there's nothing like going and trying out the real thing, is there?
Yeah, 26 London Road. We're just down from the Peahen. So we look forward to seeing you.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed for joining me.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Tanya Trovatello of the Refill Pantry. And I visited at the weekend, you know, and I was really impressed. Really lovely little shop, but lovely atmosphere and really helpful staff as well. So yeah, do give it a try. Anyway, this week's National Open Garden Scheme Garden gives you the chance to see a beautiful historic garden on Fishpool Street. Now, it's open Friday 6 till 8 and Sunday 2 till 5. And you can see Jenny and Anthony's lovely garden at 28 Fishpool Street. Now, it's got sculpted box and yew hedging. It's got a 17th century tripe house. No, don't look at me. I don't know what it is either. It's got a tranquil oasis. No, it is a tranquil oasis. And set in the vicinity of St. Albans Cathedral. Gravel paths lead to a lawn surrounded by late flowering, sustainable herbaceous perennial borders, and in a relaxed woodland retreat. It gives imaginative planting in these areas, offering unique perspectives. Unfortunately, it's not suitable for wheelchairs, but there will be homemade teas. So, do go and see that. That's Fishbowl Street, and that's open on Friday 6 till 8 and Sunday 2 till 5. And then on Sunday evening, you get the chance to... all the family's invited to go to explore Chalkstream Trail at Tewinbury Farm Hotel with the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust's Living Rivers Office. So that's Sunday, 7 till 9 in the evening. And so with their Living Rivers Officer, David Johnson, you can venture into the water. Oh, get paddling perhaps. That'd be nice in this hot weather. And David will introduce you to the fascinating wildlife living underneath the surface of Hertfordshire's internationally rare Chalkstream Rivers. So that would be a lovely family event just to finish off the weekend, wouldn't it? Really nice. It's £5. You'll have to book online for that. And this is a little bit of the Mimran River that you wouldn't normally get access to, but you'll not just get the chance to walk along by the river and see the beautiful plants and things, but also to paddle in the river and see what's living there as well. So that sounds fantastic. Okay, then do follow me on Twitter at RV_environment. You'll be able to get the heads up on what's coming up on the show. We're also on Facebook too. Oh, and who knows, we will get onto Instagram eventually, like Plastic Fiend St. Albans. We might get cool with the kids. That's not yet though, unfortunately. Or do drop me a line on amanda@radioverulon.com. If you've got a comment about the show or any ideas about things that you would like us to cover. Now, I'll be back at the same time next week when we'll be following that plastic-free theme and we'll be hearing about how a St. Albans road is having a street party, and they're attempting to hold it as a plastic-free street party. So perhaps if you've got a street party coming up, might be a few tips for you there. Anyway, until then, thank you very much for listening.